So take a moment to find either a comfortable seat or getting comfortable laying down. So if you're on a chair, you might bring your feet so they're resting on the ground and you can lean your back against the chair, but that your spine is just gently long. If you're lying down, just notice if you want anything underneath your knees or underneath the back of your head so that you can be comfortable. And then letting yourself arrive here, allow your body to become heavier, really taking in the ground underneath you as a layer of support. So just notice anything that's touching the floor and let it get a little bit heavier. Relaxing your shoulders, softening your jaw and around the eyes. Letting the weight of your body really just kind of move into the support underneath you. Take a moment to just notice your breath and just witnessing the body breathing. There's no need to control it or fix it. Just observing your own natural rhythm of the inhale and the exhale. And then for just the next few moments, we will bring awareness to body parts and then the whole body. And then we'll move into awareness of the heart. So the best you can, just letting your awareness rest in the area that I bring you to. If your mind wanders, no worries. When you notice that it's wandered, just gently bringing it back. There's nothing special you need to achieve or do. You're just letting your awareness go to those areas. So when you feel ready, just letting your awareness move down into your feet. And then up to the ankles and the shins and the calves. Imagine awareness living in the knees, in the thighs, and the hip joint. So where the tops of the thighs and the lower torso meet, just letting your awareness rest for a moment there. Let awareness rest in the pelvic bowl and the low belly. Not just the front of the belly, but also the sides and the low back. So the whole cylinder. Letting awareness move up to the rib cage, the front of the ribs, the side, and the back of the rib cage. The whole cylinder. And then awareness can move up to the chest, the front of the heart, the side body underneath the armpits, the back of the body, the upper back between the shoulder blades. The whole cylinder. And then awareness moving up to the shoulders and down the arms, into the elbows, the forearms, the wrists, the hands, each finger, and the palm of the hand. Let awareness float up to the neck. So not just the front of the neck, but also the sides and the back, the whole cylinder of the neck. And then awareness moving up into the head. So again, not just the fronts of the face that are so well mapped and so well used to see and speak, but also including awareness in the back of the skull, the sides of the head, the crown of the head. And then letting awareness drop down into the center. And if the body is a temple, imagine that awareness is seated right in the temple of the body. And for a moment, just letting awareness rest in the whole body. And then moving up into the heart. So first the front of the heart that is so well mapped, especially for givers. So just imagining the front of the heart, maybe sitting just underneath the sternum. And just bringing awareness to that part of your body. And imagining also the space in front of the heart. And just let that space come out whatever distance it chooses, whether it kind of goes on forever. If you kind of feel the space in the front of the heart kind of travels just some distance. Really, awareness is just checking out the space in the front of the heart. And then moving to the place that is a little less mapped, the back of the heart, said to be the place where we can take in or receive connection or love or support. So for this, we're just bringing our awareness to the back of the heart. You might notice maybe for you it's more challenging than the front of the heart, or maybe it's the same. So not judging, just noticing. So the back of the heart, between the shoulder blades, you might feel this area on the surface that you're on. And just imagine that awareness could look out from the back of the heart and feel into the distance or the space behind the heart. So even if you're on a chair or on the floor, we know that material things have space in them as well. So just imagining that awareness can take in the space behind the heart. And again, it might be limitless space. It might feel like it goes on forever, or you might sense something different. There's no right or wrong. And then letting awareness move down to what is sometimes called the deep heart. So the bottom of the heart. This is where the diaphragm and the lungs meet. Also kind of solar plexus area. So just imagining that awareness for a moment can live in that kind of deep heart area. And that residing there, awareness begins to become conscious of the space below the heart. So kind of thinking into that whole cylinder of the belly, the sides, and the lower back. This just spacious awareness, and even maybe imagining here for a moment that Buddha belly. Almost saying like the Buddha image, that there's so much more space there than we see. So this potential of space in the deep heart. A lot of these suggestions can feel like riddles for the mind. So if you find your mind really trying to figure it out, see if you can just let it go. Right? We're just sensing into these areas. Just noticing. And then let your awareness move back up right into the center of the heart. It also might feel like the center of the self, though it doesn't have to. Just for a moment, just notice if anything has come up with this mapping of the heart, any emotion or thought. And if anything feels overwhelming or difficult, I'm going to invite you for a moment to bring your awareness away from it and into something that doesn't feel quite so vulnerable. It could be your pinky finger or your big toe. It could be hearing the sounds around you. And then when you feel ready, we'll end the meditation. You might take a moment to maybe wiggle your fingers and your toes. Sometimes it feels nice to take a big stretch. If you have been laying down, you might first roll to one side. Once you are seated, I'll invite you to open your eyes and first just take in the space around you. Really take in your room. Notice what you're seeing. You might even imagine you could see it with beginner's eyes, like the first time you've seen that particular item. With curiosity, maybe noticing any sounds that you hear. And I thank you so much for practicing. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you.